The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the free Odyssey app. Mark in Largo kind of got the show off the track a little bit, just like the Commanders against the Cowboys. I think we could get the show back on the track, and they can get their season back on the track with a win. Did want to read some of the tweets here. A lot of listeners upset with Mark in Largo, who is now suspended on my show for 1 week. 1 week for telling me to settle down, young boy. JB says, AWOD, this caller is whack. All of the quarterbacks he's listed had talent before they arrived. What is Peter supposed to do with five-plus years of terrible roster building? Bobby says, last caller is a moron. What an idiot. Sorry, Adam. Travis says, my guy Marcus blamed Washington's GM for being 3-3. Love the passion. So I love some of the tweets that we're getting here. I appreciate you guys chiming in. PJ says, one of the biggest fights in radio history. Slug it out. I like that. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. We're going to the Rude guest hotline right now. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, to be joined by our buddy Linnell Willingham, youngest in charge. What's going on, Linnell?
You can't ban Mark in Largo from the show. You
I'm not banning that. Him. I'm suspending him for 1 week on AWOD Radio.
What did he say? What did he say?
I mean, you can rewind on the Odyssey app, Linnell. I'm not going to rehash it. He's blaming Adam Peters for everything when the team is 3-3. And he's saying, oh, Noah Brown had injury history and Deebo Samuel had injury history. Blah, 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 blah.
He's not wrong, is he?
Well, here's the thing is, are you taking Mark's side in this? Are you blaming Adam Peters, Linnell, for a 3-3 record in year two of his tenure in Washington? Are we real? Do you think he set up Jaden Daniels to fail, Linnell?
If you were to ask me who the biggest culprit is right now for why Washington's 3-3, first of all, being 3-3 in the second week of October in the second year of your rebuild is not a bad thing.
Linnell, that's the first off. That's the final point. That's the end of the discussion. It's a 3-on-3 football team that's going to go to Dallas and stump Big D and get their season back on track at 4-3.
But my thing is, like, I just don't know how you can look at the construction of this roster and say that Adam Peters has done a brilliant job.
I'll tell you how, Linnell, because you look at the previous general manager who put the roster into the dirt. He buried it 6 feet under. Ron Rivera didn't know what the hell he was doing. He didn't know left from right. He didn't know when he was eliminated. He had to be reminded by Grant Paulson that his team was eliminated from the playoffs. Ron Rivera set this team back 6 years with what he did here in Washington. And so everything Adam Peters has done, I mean, please, let's just argue about the job he's done. Like, Bobby Wagner wasn't good at signing, and Frankie Louvu wasn't a good signing.
at what point in this year does it become fair to be critical of Adam Peters? He's the one that put the roster together.
What problems do you have with this roster?
You don't mean that, right? They don't have depth. They don't have depth.
Why is that his fault? It's year two of the Adam Peters. Are people losing their mind? Are people losing their mind at 3-3 in the second year of the regime when we just drafted the best quarterback we've had in 30 years? Are we stupid? What do you want him to do here? Do you want to mortgage the entire future and trade everything to get the roster right for now? Do you want to go all in for year two of Jaden Daniels if he's supposed to be here for 20 years?
That's literally the plan this offseason based off of every move they made. You don't trade for Laremy Tunsil if you're not going all in. You don't trade for Deebo Samuel if you're not going all in. You don't bring back old-ass Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz if you're not going all in. You would have cut Marshawn Lattimore and taken the $16 million cap bump. They're 100% all in. I think we got to look at this thing for what it is. They have clearly pushed all their chips to the table, to the middle of the table. They've mortgaged future picks to acquire, you know, talent that can help you now. And right now, through 6 weeks, that decision to do that is starting to look like an interesting one.
Why? Because Deebo Samuel hasn't been the best offensive player? Because Laremy Tunsil hasn't gotten better every single week?
I mean, I've been ever since Deebo Samuel was acquired. If Terry was going to be on the field or not, I felt as if Deebo Samuel was going to be your number one weapon, target share guy, so on and so forth. The problem that I think folks have with the roster construction is wide receiver in particular.
I'm asking you, Linnell, do you have a problem with the wide receiver construction? We drafted Luke McCaffrey. We drafted Jalen Lane. We traded for Deebo Samuel. We did the moves that you have to do to set up a quarterback for success.
You brought back Noah Brown, who has been off injured every
single year. Oh, I'm so sorry you didn't get De'Ami Brown back, Linnell.
It's not about De'Ami Brown. It's about what was your contingency plan for if Noah Brown got hurt? Chris Moore? That's your contingency plan, Chris Moore? Come on, bro. They could have added better depth pieces at wide receiver, specifically on the outside. Right now, their best outside wide receiver, their starting outside wide receiver, is Chris freaking Moore.
Who is the option? You draft guys and you develop them. You're hoping that Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane will take that step forward.
Anyone. You could have went with anyone. You could have went with anyone but Chris Moore. They went bargain bin shopping at wide receiver. And now we're surprised that our passing offense is ranked 24th in the NFL. Our passing offense stinks.
Our passing offense needs consistency. It needs a consistent quarterback, Linnell.
We're an offense right now that is totally dependent on running the football. If they can't run the football, they will not be able to throw the football. Point blank. That's where they're at right now as an offense. Why? Because they have nobody on the perimeter that can consistently separate. If Adam Peters and company were so in love with their pick, we're now seeing – I go even down to the construction of the practice squad, bro. You put guys on the practice squad, Adam – that you're not comfortable calling up.
I'm sorry. I confused you for a second here. Is this Linnell Willingham or is this Linnell Peters? You think you're smarter than Adam Peters, the general manager here? We had the best season of both of our entire lives, and now you're complaining about the roster development of the general manager that gave us the 12 wins.
Dude, I don't understand how you can look at the roster and go, yeah, it's done this tremendous job. I think the jury is very much still out. We actually did this on radio a couple of weeks ago. I gave him a B for the job that he has done here in his first year and a half in D.C. He gets a B grade for
me. I don't hear B out of your mouth. I hear nothing but failure and Fs. What are we talking about here? What are we arguing about here?
When you hit on the quarterback, it definitely skews or curves the grade is what I would say. But, dude, outside of drafting Jaden Daniels, what is the best move that Adam Peters has made?
Trading for Deebo Samuel. Signing Zach Ertz. Signing Frankie Louvu. Signing Bobby Wagner.
Those are one-year rentals. Like, it's not about winning for 2 years, Adam. It's about setting this team up to win long-term. And right now, they're not set up to win long-term.
Yes, they are, because they have the franchise quarterback. They have the focal point. You can build around Jaden Daniels. I'm sorry. Do you want to go back to 6-10 seasons? Do you want to go back to Bruce Allen?
I'm just saying.
You want Scott McLuhan?
You're treating Adam Peters like he's God.
I'm treating Adam Peters like the general manager of the year, the executive of the year, who in his first season won 12 games, and in his second season, where his quarterback has been injured and missed 2 weeks, his team is 500. That's pretty damn good. And you know what? They also haven't lost a divisional game. We haven't lost a divisional game. We're going to win the division when we go to Dallas and stomp Big D. And now, I'd love to hear you next week complaining about Adam Peters.
I can complain about Adam Peters while also having optimism for the current team that's in play.
But you have optimism because we all believe in the guys that he drafted because he's done nothing but good do things. He's done good things about the guys he's drafted.
We believe in the quarterback he drafted.
You don't believe in the development of Luke McCaffrey with the last 3 weeks that you've seen?
Adam, they're playing Chris Moore over him. He played 24 snaps last week, brother.
Why is Chris Moore playing? Chris Moore? Because he has 9 years of trust.
Hold on, Adam. Now he's got me fired up. Your top 100 draft pick in year two can't play for Chris freaking Moore, a career wide receiver 5.
Yeah.
He can't play over him.
So bring that up with Cliff Kingsbury because that's not what Adam Peters is hired to do. He doesn't decide who plays the snaps.
They drafted a kid. They drafted a developmental wide receiver with a top 100 pick. That's organizational malpractice.
Dude, he has 2 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks and 3 big plays.
2 of the most wide receivers scored last week. Are you kidding? Last week, Luke McCaffrey's touchdown had nothing to do with Luke McCaffrey. Are you kidding? That was tremendous play design. I would have scored.
Hold on. Now, I love this. So it was a tremendous play design by Cliff Kingsbury, but Cliff Kingsbury's making a mistake with who's putting out there at wide receiver.
Why do you think Chris Moore had 44 snaps on Monday night and Luke McCaffrey had 24? Why do you think that is?
Because they have more trust in Chris Moore.
Why? Yes.
Because he has 10 years of NFL experience versus Luke McCaffrey, who played quarterback 3 years ago. I think it's pretty simple. We're arguing about an offense that is scoring 26 points per game, 7th in the NFL, and you haven't said one thing about the defensive side of the ball. Are you allergic to Joe Witt Jr.?
Am I allergic to Joe Witt Jr.? No, you're probably in the same group of folks that thought the defense is the reason that the team lost on Monday night, and they're not. Everyone's so scared to be critical of our offense. Offense is 24th in the NFL in passing yards per game. We can't throw the football because we got bargain bin JV level wide receivers.
What did you watch last year? We didn't throw the football very well last year. We were a great running football team. Jaden Daniels ran for 851 yards. We're going to run the football. That's our identity. We run the ball.
You were 15th in passing last year. You're 24th this year. Bottom line, the passing offense is dependent right now on the run game. They don't have good wide receivers, and that's the Adam Peters problem. Point blank.
I'm confused about a defense that let the opposition walk into field goal range, run on the entire clock down, and then kick a game-winning field goal.
Dude, the offense turned the football over 3 times, and the defense gave up 25 points. One time that they turned the ball over, they scored in 3 plays because it was a 35-yard field to go. When Bill Merritt fumbled, they had to go 35 yards to score. What the hell do you want the defense to do? What do you want the defense to do?
I want the defense with the game on the line
What about all the points that the offense left on the field on Monday night? What about Jaden Daniels taking an intentional grounding?
I love this. Yeah, tell me more about Jaden Daniels and why you don't like him. Oh, tell me more about it. Oh, I love it.
I don't like him. I just do real radio. I'm going to hold people accountable. I just don't.
You're going to hold Jaden Daniels accountable. Okay.
Jaden Daniels called the game on Monday night. What the hell are you talking about, Adam?
I know. And that's why everybody's losing their mind. Look, they don't know who to blame.
And he's still a top 10 quarterback, even though he cost them the game. It happens. My thing is don't try. We can't look at this thing through burgundy and gold colored lenses. Let's hold people accountable. The wide receiver room sucks. That's Adam Peters' problem. They lost Monday night. That's Jaden Daniels' fault. It's all spade to spade, right?
So statistically, the offense is top 10, and the defense is pretty much bottom 10 in almost every category.
We're talking about one football game. I'm talking about Monday night.
I thought you were talking about the Adam Peters era. I'm confused here. I thought that's what you were talking about.
The defense played well enough on Monday night for the team to win, point blank.
Yeah, I agree.
I think anybody who watched.
And Jaden dropped the ball, and Jaden's going to go out, and he's going to have an epic game against the Cowboys. And I'm staying positive, and I'm keeping it optimic, and I'm fighting down all the haters. They're calling for Adam Peters,
not a good general manager. Adam Peters' job. You're just acting as if he's done some brilliant job putting the roster together.
I'm a little bit older than you, and I've seen more dysfunction and failure, so I recognize when something's going well. I think it's going pretty damn well right now.
I think this interview is going pretty damn well, honestly. I just had someone text me.
I think Ben Strover's enjoying it a lot. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. All right, Linnell, when can people hear you next? I'd love to do 3 hours with you, man.
You couldn't handle me for 3 hours. I'd make you cry. The next time you can hear me, tomorrow, Burgundy & Gold pregame show. We're live out at Honor Brewing in Sterling. Myself and Denton Day, join us. Come grab a beer, watch football, and listen to me tell you why Adam Peters didn't do a good job putting the wide receiver core together.
Yeah, that Denton Day, man, is he a good-looking guy. And he's got his deal with you. I'm just kidding. I love you, Linnell. Thanks for chiming in. That was a lot of fun.
That was the fastest 15 minutes ever. We didn't even talk about the game.
Well, I know.
I think you guys scared the callers.
We might have scared the callers.
And the fans.
Let's open it back up. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. Felt like I had quite a few people reach out to me for like a wellness check. Wes, I am doing okay. All right? I'm not going
to
lose my mind there.
Gotta check on my host.
With Mark and Largo and Linnell. I mean, felt like we went behind enemy lines there with a coworker. That was wild. We will bring on Cowboys reporter from The Fan in Dallas, RJ Choppy, coming up next. If you want to chime in, now's your chance. 1-800-636-1067. From the East Coast to the West Coast, let's go to Josh in Cali. Josh, you're on The Fan with AWOD.
What's up, AWOD? I agree with you. I think everybody's crazy.
the season's success wasn't contingent on the help of Noah Brown. You know, I mean, in hindsight, could they have had more depth in their wide receiver room, maybe kept De'Ami Brown for 1 year? That would have been great. I would have preferred that. He was the guy on the field making plays. My problem is I think this season has completely gone off the rails because of Terry's injury. It is a soft tissue injury, exactly the kind of thing that happens when you sit out and don't practice. You're not even at OTAs. So honestly, to me, this is all on Terry.
It sucks.
Thanks, guys.
And then you combine that with Jaden missing time, right?
Exactly. So Adam Peters hate, I can't stand for it. No. He's given a bare cupboard.
Can we go to Dallas without McLaurin and get a win tomorrow, though?
Yes. If Vic McCaffrey and Jalen Lane are a big part of the offense, yes, we can get the win tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Good call. I appreciate you chiming in. Look, Adam Peters planted the seeds. Dan Quinn watered them. Now we need to see them blossom. I mean, what are the calls going to be like on a Victory Monday when Luke McCaffrey has 5 catches for 105 yards and he's the superstar? And Jalen Lane makes 3 big grabs. And Chris Moore, who everybody wants to see less of, has a good game because the coaching staff trusts him to run the routes that Terry McLaurin would have ran. I have trust in Adam Peters. I have trust in Cliff Kingsbury. That's the other part of this. I think Cliff Kingsbury will have a much better game plan tomorrow against the Cowboys, and they will execute, and they will score in the first quarter. And that's huge. I mean, we've got to stop putting ourselves way behind in games. Let's go to Andrew in D.C. Andrew, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Yeah, good morning. I was turning the dial on the radio and hoping to find some, I don't know, just regular voices. And I hear you and Linnell yelling at each other over football.
Yeah, that's sports radio, bro. What do you want?
No, it's not. No, people don't want that because in their other lives, they have riots on the TV screen and protests.
Wes, did you just cut him off here? No more Andrew
yes,
in D.C. He didn't like the entertainment that we were
This is
giving.
About sports and nothing else.
That's
two of our hosts who have known each other for a long time, and that's brotherly love right there. There's nothing wrong with that.
I like you chiming in. What is your perspective? Who's more correct here in this situation?
Hey, I'm just producing. I'm not going to pick sides on this one.
That's a good answer. Look, I want to get to the game on Sunday. I want to get to the game on Sunday and not talk of roster development or any talk of Terry McLaurin anymore, right? Terry McLaurin is injured. And I totally agree with a caller that said he's derailed our season with his injury because he's been out way too long. But he's not going to play Sunday, and I still think the team can win on Sunday. I really do. And so here's what I feel like the game plan needs to be for Washington to win on Sunday. Well, we got to score first. We have got to score first. That's why I said first drive of the game, I don't care if it's 4th and 1 from the 1, take points. All right? Keys to the game here. Number one, we have got to be able to drive the football down the field. And our 3rd down conversions this season have been awful. And Cliff talked about it. He thinks it's because we've missed time on the practice field. And the timing has been off. The rhythm has been off. To me, I totally understand what he's saying about the practice field. But also, I think it's Jaden dealing with that injury. And like I said, this is the first time in sophomore season that Jaden will be game planning 3 weeks in a row knowing he's going to give it a go. Knowing he's going to be out there. And week 3 last year was when he had his coming out party against the Cincinnati Bengals. So I'm hoping that Jaden Daniels can get his full rhythm and timing back, and we'll see him go out there and execute on 3rd downs, keep his team on the field, be able to run the football. And then when we get to the red zone, we got to turn it into 7 points. And I loved how we increased the targets for Zach Ertz last game because that's what was missing earlier this season. And then I love how we're giving Bill an opportunity, but still getting Jeremy McNichols out there on 3rd downs. And I think he can be a key factor in this game on Sunday. But the defense is going to have to find a way to do better, and they're going to have to find a way to get Dallas off the field, either by blitzing Dak Prescott successfully or stopping the run, making them a one-dimensional team. But if the defense can't improve, it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough game either way, and I do feel like it's a race to 35 points. A race to 35. What's it going to take for Washington to win? Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Mike in College Park. Mike, you're on the fan with AWOD.
What's up, Mike? What's going on? What's up, y'all? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man.
All right. This is what I want to say, man. I think I agree with you. I agree with you, man, when you had to call with the other guy on the phone. But this is the thing. I'm talking strictly about the game. I think Dak is going to cook, and I'm not a Dallas fan. Just from what you just talked about, that defense, and I think the offense is not going to be able to keep up. They're going to score, but they're not going to be able to keep up because Dak is hot right now. Dallas is hot right now. I know you don't want to hear that, but Dallas is hot right now, and they got CeeDee Lamb coming back. I think he's coming back. I seen a report of him coming back. But I just think the defense is going to let Washington down this year, man. Jaden Daniels, he's good. I think you got the up-and-coming receivers. And, I just think Zach Ertz, he still can play. And, you know, of course, Debo hurt, but the defense, man, in the zone coverage, they don't play good when they're in the zone. The communication is bad.
Do you think the mistakes are fixable defensively?
It's fixable, but I don't know. I think it's fixable if it depends what defense they run. I guess I don't like when they're in zone because when they're in zone coverage, everybody's always open. It's like 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Everybody's open all the time. So you play the teams that throw the ball, Washington going to have trouble. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you chiming in. And I think the defensive mistakes, I do think they're fixable, but I think it starts with making a team one-dimensional. The biggest issue against the Bears was, all right, our secondary was not terrible. Like I said, I thought Caleb was forced to throw three interceptable passes. We didn't catch any of them, but he had a low QBR, a low completion percentage. But then they ran the football all over us. And that final drive was DeAndre Swift all over us, and then they play-actioned off of that, and at times we were playing too soft of a zone. But that's why if we make Dallas one-dimensional, then I think we can get creative with some of our blitzes, some of our zone coverage, some of our man-to-man stuff, and it can be successful. The Chargers have a really good offense. We forced Herbert into a ton of mistakes, and they only scored 10 points. The Cowboys have a really good offense. I think they can score 30 points on us. Can we do one thing right and get one big stop in one key moment and hold them below 35? Because I think our offense can score 35, and that's what it's going to take to win. We're going to go behind enemy lines, hear from the fan in Dallas. RJ Choppy joins me next on The Fan.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck.
I know. But thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. So we're going to go behind enemy lines right now, and joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Joining us right now, it's RJ Choppy. What's going on, RJ?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing good here, and it's great to hear from you and get you on the show here, get the Dallas perspective. You can check out Sean and RJ Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on 105.3 The Fan. Are you shocked with the way Dallas has started this season offensively? I mean, Dak Prescott, is that an MVP level?
Oh, he's definitely playing at an MVP level. No, I'm not shocked how they're playing, because when Dak's been healthy, this has been a really good offense. I mean, dating back till 2018 when they brought Amari Cooper in midseason, this offense has kind of been on cruise control. And it doesn't matter who the coach has been, be it Jason Garrett or Mike McCarthy and now Brian Schottenheimer. It doesn't matter who the offense coordinator has been. The offense has been pretty good. There's been some blips, but for the most part, it's been pretty good. So it's not surprising at all that the offense is playing the way it is. And listen, you know, Dak has had his injury issues throughout the past. When he's been healthy, the last 2 years he's been healthy, he's played at a level that is worthy of an MVP.
Yeah, and I think a big reason Dak is having a good season is Dallas has been able to run the ball. Javonte Williams has been excellent. And you mentioned it feels like when Dak's had his best moments, it's because they've run the ball and then been able to play action off of that.
Yep, and they need to be able to do that. Play action's so different in today's game because there's so much shotgun, so it's almost like when the quarterback is under center, if it's going to be a pass play, you know it's going to be play action. But they've done much better when they are able to utilize that. And I think Shoddy wanted to be able to bring more of that in. That may have been one of the kind of the headbutting that they had with Coach McCarthy. You know, Mike wasn't – he was more of a West Coast guy. Everything's more timing. So it just kind of went away. A lot of the motions went away. But they're utilizing a lot of that.
RJ Choppy with us here on the Rude Guest Hotline from The Fan in Dallas. So what's your breakdown of this game? I've been saying it's a race to 35.
Oh, I have it a race to 50, man. Yeah, jokingly, you know, we were doing our picks on Friday, and I said 54-51. That's the final.
Wow.
Because neither team can stop a nosebleed. They can't. The Cowboys certainly can't. Washington's got a chance, but this Cowboy offense is pretty good. I think this is like, if there's a punt in this game, that team automatically is lost. The game's over. Like they are. If there's a turnover, boy, you want to lose this game, do a red zone turnover. That'd be a great way to lose this football game, because this is going to be a track meet. Both of these quarterbacks are really good. Both of these offenses could play. I know Washington's had some injury questions on the receiver side, but the way these DBs play for the Cowboys, it could be me out there, and I'm finding open space. So this is going to be fun.
What did you guys hear, any more details on the Trayvon Diggs injury?
I haven't heard anything. I haven't barely even heard a ton of rumors on this. Now, you know, it's not surprising. There hasn't been, you know, the only media availability since it happened was a very brief no comment. But I haven't looked a lot about this. And, you know, maybe it's better because he hasn't been very good this year. You know, you're Washington probably wants him on the field.
RJ Choppy with us here on the Rude Guest Hotline. So we're on the same page that it's going to be a high-scoring affair, and I'm with you. I mean, Washington has turned the ball over way too many times this season. It's cost them a few games. It cost them the last one against the Chicago Bears. I think special teams can play a difference in this one as well. Washington has been able to get some great kick returns from both Debo and Luke McCaffrey. The only problem is our kicker has been awful from anything past 50 this year.
Well, that's not the case here. Brandon Aubrey is he's an automatic. He is an automatic make. It's crazy to see. I think he actually did doink a really close one the other a couple of weeks ago, but he's fantastic. And, you know, I think if you're settling for field goals this game, that's a loss. Like, the only time you should be kicking field goals this game this week is like end of half or end of game. Like, that's it. You're going to win this game with touchdowns. You're going to lose this game with field goals.
Yeah, I agree with you, except for Washington's case in the first quarter. We have got to put some kind of points on the board. It doesn't matter what it is. We've gone 45 minutes of first quarter play in the last 3 weeks with zeros on the board. It's been so frustrating for this fan base to watch here. So with Diggs' injury, any other injury news that you think could affect this game from Dallas' perspective? Because for Washington, we've taken 100 calls about, oh my gosh, McLaurin's ruining our season.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the offensive line. And a lot of these games are game-timer decisions. But if the offensive line for the Cowboys, which has been banged up, but it's also played better. You know, there was a case we made a couple of weeks ago that the offensive line was playing better with the backups in than the actual first-round picks they had. But there's going to be some guys that might be able to give it a go this week. So we'll see. We'll see on that. But if the offensive line for this team has been an injury-plagued offensive line this year, but also one that has played fairly decent with their backups.
It's a division rivalry game, and it's a game in which the winner is going to be in pretty good position here to compete at the end of the season. Washington would get to 2-0 in the division. Dallas could get to 2-1. And for Dallas, like that Philly game, the season opener, started with a bang, both offenses moving down the field. And your offenses continue to move up and down the field. How did you get stops there against Philly? Like, it's so crazy. That game, maybe it was the lightning delay, but, like, what do you remember about that game where both offenses stopped moving the ball?
Honestly, I think it was the lightning delay because I don't think either team scored the second half. It was a wild game. Both defenses stepped up. The offenses stepped down. Made no sense. Made absolutely no sense. The only thing you can think is, week one, brand new, you know, you're just getting out. Nobody plays the preseason anymore. So you were going to have a bad offensive performance. But then you add the lightning delay in there, and all of a sudden, game over. Like, the offense has just gone out of rhythm. But the defense has played really well.
RJ Choppy with us here on the Rude Guest Hotline. All right, so this is it's a big game on Sunday, Washington at Dallas. It's a very interesting coaching matchup. I wonder who you think it favors. Dan Quinn was the DC in Dallas. He got a raise. Brian Schottenheimer was the OC. He got a raise. Who's going to have the upper hand when they face off against each other here?
Oh, good one. They've got a lot of history with each other. But, you know, I generally think offenses do have a built-in advantage, just like pitchers. Pitchers have a built-in advantage over hitters. Like, they know it's coming. You know a play is coming. The problem is if you run into a bad play. You know, you run into a defensive matchup that just isn't there. But Dan Quinn's, obviously he has much more experience as a head coach. So you have to give him the advantage from a head coach perspective. But in this game, I generally do give the offenses a little bit of an advantage just because they know what play to run or what routes to run.
Yeah, and the fact that your drives now start basically at the 35-yard line. We've seen how that's helped offenses this year. All right, so you're picking Dallas to win. Let me ask you this, though. If Washington wins, it will be because of blank.
Oh, no, I'm picking Washington to win. I just think the coaching advantage might sit with Shoddy. I think Washington's the better team. They're just a better football team. Dak's playing at a great level, but top to bottom, I just think that this Cowboys defense can't stop anybody. And I would be stunned. I would be a little surprised if Washington doesn't put up a big number offensively.
Man, I love to hear that. You just made my day, RJ. Thanks for joining me, dude.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Yep, appreciate it. That is RJ Choppy. You can check out his work on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, Monday through Friday, the Sean and RJ show. I mean, Wes, how crazy is this? The Dallas host is picking Washington, and yet we've had all these callers that are so doom and gloom. Dallas radio thinks that they're going to lose, and they're going to give up 54 points to Washington. That is what I needed to start my Saturday morning. Final segment of the day, if you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. So we went behind enemy lines with RJ Choppy from The Fan in Dallas, and he's picking Washington to go into Dallas and get a win, saying simply their defense can't stop anything. Let's go to the phone lines, and then I'll give you my keys to victory and pathway to success as we close out the show here and then hand it off to the Super Bowl champion legend in the DMV, Doc Walker. Let's go to PJ in Reston. PJ, you're on The Fan with AWOD.
Hey, guys. Happy Saturday to you.
Thank you, man. Thanks for chiming in.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, so my kind of take on the game, or just an overall like assessment that I've been making, is I've noticed like the play of the cornerbacks in the NFL, more than ever, it varies from year to year. So like even like the top cornerbacks, all of a sudden, you know, they'll have like 1 year where they're awesome and then another year where they're just like people think they're slipping. And I don't know if it has to do with the way like the offense is called, like, the rules have been changed and all that. But, you know, you got like Sauce Gardner, Lattimore, Tariq Woolen. There's some other guys too. So I think just in general, the solution is that, a team like Washington or any team really, you don't want to just kind of try to get like two, decent starting corners. I think what they need to kind of adapt their strategy. What you want to do is you don't need to have like, it's so hard to get like that one, shutdown corner, like a prime Richard Sherman. But right. You want to have like, I think, four corners that are kind of like starting level, maybe different body types. So as each game goes, you can kind of like a bullpen that's really deep in baseball. So you can kind of adjust and kind of amend. Also, the other thing, and I've been saying this for a couple of years, I think people are dropping the ball on the safety position. People like really devalue the safety. Like if a safety goes like top 7 or 8 in the draft, they're like, oh, you shouldn't do that, blah, blah, blah. And I've been saying this for years. Like the NFL has changed. The safety position is more valuable than ever. I know I sound like a know-it-all, but I think like general manager in the NFL are dropping the ball on this. You look at Kyle Hamilton last year. A lot of people were saying he's like defensive player of the year. If you can have a safety that can kind of cover like a decent corner and kind of tackle like a linebacker, more than ever before, that might be the most valuable player on your defense. What makes Quan Martin a really good player is that he can both cover and play the run. So I think Washington needs to adapt that into their strategy going forward as they draft. Because, Sam Russell was awesome last year, right? He's struggling a little bit this year. And you could just go down the line with, like, every team. Now, as far as this game, I think that because we need to establish the run, we're probably going to have our top three wide receivers out. That means don't start off the game running. Start off the game throwing, so you can really run the ball in the second, third, and fourth quarter. If you just come out running, they're going to expect that. It's a toss-up game. I'm leaning Washington to win. And then hopefully Luvu and those guys can get some pressure on Dak because Dak, he's an underrated quarterback. And the last thing I'm going to say is I think it's crazy when guys like Dak have, like, amazing years, and then there's a playoff game. They'll have a bad playoff game, and people are like, okay, that guy sucks. It's the same thing I always thought with Clayton Kershaw. Like, I just think it's like a low IQ way that just, sports fans look at it. But I think it's going to be like something like a 27-26, 30-27 kind of game. You guys have an awesome Saturday also. God
bless.
Appreciate
you chiming in, man. Great stuff. Steve in Fairfax, we're up against it here real quick. Who do you think wins and why? Steve, Fairfax, you're on The Fan with AWOD. All right, Wes, we'll see if we can get him on next week here. I will close out the show with my keys to victory real quick. Like I said before, on the road, you got to drive 50% or higher conversion rate on third downs. Second key, the key to their house. In their house, we have to find a way to win the turnover battle. Not have it be tied, not lose it. We have to win it. And then the third key to victory is we have to take a two-score lead. That lets Cliff Kingsbury open up his playbook, run some creative design plays in the rushing attack, play action off of that. So keys to victory, 50% higher or more on conversion rate on third downs. We were at 30% last week. It was awful. Got to win the turnover battle. Find a way to take a two-score lead in this one. Pathway to success here. More sacks for Dak Prescott than Jaden takes. Rush for 100 yards. 34 from Jayden Daniels. And for the love of God, please have a drive in the first quarter that puts points on the board. I'm picking Washington wins 35-31. Doc Walker's coming up next for Wes running the ones and twos. I'm AWOD. We'll see you next Saturday on The Fan.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.